The Grand Slam Morning Show.
What is this tall prince said? The drama Wednesday. Oh God, all you do me that. Trinidad, do me that.
My friends, it is 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Good morning and welcome to the Grand Slam Morning Show. Slam 100.5 Progressive Urban. Broadcasting from downtown Port of Spain, St. Vincent Street to be exact, my friends. Ah, yes, feeling good on a drama Wednesday. Today, the 26th of May, 2021. If it's your birthday today, drama Wednesday, hey, happy birthday, man. A lot of birthdays, you know? Hope you got up this morning, my friends. Said that prayer. Make sure and say that prayer. Make sure and lay that foundation. And you know what? It's off to the races in your own way. In your own way. I saw last night. Don't be off to the races and you're not to the outside. Eh? Because I saw last night the commissioner of police say, hey, roadblocks during the day now. We done warn all here already. We tell all here we're going on. The police, the soldiers, the military, they can tell you where you're going. Where? Go back home. They could do that. Yep. They could do that. So make sure if you're on the road, make sure if you're applying, if you're moving, hear what's going on. Make sure you have a legitimate business to deal with. Don't just go and be just, let me see what outside there. And post a picture outside. We outside.
But why would you want to?
I don't That's know what I'm saying.
Want to just see what outside there.
Yo, come on. We are telling you. We've been telling you. We have been telling you. How long we haven't told them? How long we told them, man?
Since last year?
Yeah, you haven't told them. We have been telling you. So, all right. We're just making sure. Because, you see, we like to make sure we people safe, eh?
Yeah.
We like to make sure our people safe. So, that's why we haven't told you. That's why we told you that. Okay? So, we're just making sure you're safe. All right, with that, we check in and select a Miles, the Fresh Prince of the Belmonte region. Morning, Miles up.
Yep, morning.
Morning, my brethren. And, of course, blessed to the Mogul, the Mayor of Sour City. We're ready to go today. Drama Wednesday. Of course, we see our friends checking in already. You know, that's what we do in the morning. Miles and I, we check in. And then we have the team checking in. You understand? Look, Eldrick's Dynamics checking since 4:57, you know?
Wow.
Hey, Eldrick's, all ain't easy, boy. All ain't easy, boy, Eldrick's, boy. Eldrick's checking at 4:57. You know what will happen now? It will be a race to see who check in first. The first checking is Eldrick's Dynamics. All right, Eldrick's. Yeah? Hey, morning to Candice. Candice is in with us. She's checking in. Alvon, morning. Book Malatris. He wants to say a special good morning to his wife, Elizabeth, as usual. Georgie, from the TTR. That we sold there. That the morning show sold there. Good morning to King Extreme Racing, Foreign News Cars, from Rio Claro there. Checking in. Coconut Drive Diva. She don't stick. You know what I mean? Let me see this one. Morning to Anton from Glencoe checking in. Katrina, he wants to wish you a good day. He said he's sorry she tired this morning, you know. After running through she mind whole night, you know. Wow, the man lyrics different, you know. Sawa Laho Corner checking in, yeah. Alicia from Karani, as usual, checking in. G's Car Washing Manzan. Maryland is locked on. Tyrone Wise. Pet checking in. Jay from Trotters. Kareem from Kukie. You say more, he's off to the races. Yeah, already. Hey, make sure and be safe. Dominic from New Jersey wants to say good morning to his son Josiah and his wife Janelle and the Ready Refresh truck drivers up there in New Jersey, New Jersey Drive. Rex, good morning. Sando Hype Man, be safe on the road, brethren. Good morning to Bourbon from Queens, New York. Our foreign team, they're always checking in with us. Maxwell and Figaro, they're checking in Amalgamated East Patrol. Morning, Teacher Banton. Good morning to Feathers and Fur, the pet shop up the Southern Main Road Enterprise. Kendo Banton. Wow, Raquel, good morning. Nadia from New Jersey, PH Banton. The Dumore truck drivers. Peng. Easy Peng, Sando Boss, Worldwide Inspection, NWRHA Field Hospital, they have the inside guys, be safe, and thank you so much for your service. Warrior Goddess, already in. Alright, so we hit the headlines, continue checking in as usual, we continue hailing out the checkers, you know? So on the front page of The Guardian, TNT reaches dark milestone, 408 COVID deaths. So sorry to, oh my goodness. 18 more fatalities is the third highest. And we say condolences to all families. All families, all. Yeah, condolences. Yeah, boy. It's a daily thing now, you know. Also 612 new cases in 24 hours and 24 hour reporting period. Also 8,444 active cases and 443 remain hospitalized. So so we urge everyone, I mean, look at the numbers. You really want to be outside if you do have to be outside. People who have to be outside like us, hurrying up and going inside.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You understand?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
People want to come outside.
We hurrying up, we doing the business fast. Pop, 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 pop. Inside.
Everywhere closed. Right? There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I mean, other than grocery and pharmacy, maybe two, three other places.
Hardware,
whatever. So I really don't understand what you're coming outside for.
Yeah, I tell you, some people just want to come outside. They say, I got some fresh air now. They get out in here.
But that's why I said fresh air can be fatal. That's wrong, you know?
Yeah, boy. So just do the right thing. You see the numbers? Right.
And I think it's more than that if you include Tobago.
Well.
Because I was listening to Satish and he said it was 612, right?
612, yeah.
But yeah, but that 612 is Trinidad. I think it's 42 in Tobago.
Wow.
So I think it's 654 total.
654, yeah. Wee. All right, so Nation Tobago, we're talking to you to stay inside, right? We appreciate it. Also, Griffith warns against photocopying curfew passes. We've been hearing of this. I mean, this is not happening in GML. I can guarantee that.
No way.
But people are photocopying curfew passes. I mean, you know what? To be honest with you, when I saw it, I say, you know, this looks kind of easy to duplicate. I said it in my mind.
Right.
You know, like this hour in my side, I talk to me now.
And you know, well, once I talk to
you, this hour when I come out and I said, I say,
most times it's nothing good when that.
You know, wait now, but you know, so that's what's happening right now. So folks, here we're going on. If the police catch you, because the curfew passes have numbers, eh? They number and they have the company name on it. Careful, eh? Gary warns against photocopying curfew passes. Also, COVID creates 2,000 school dropouts. You know, this is on page 5. We have to check on that on page 5. We have to check on that, boy. Education Minister Nan Gatsby-Dolly saying almost 2,000 school dropouts since pandemic began.
It's limited access to stuff.
Yeah, this is limited access and sometimes no access, and sometimes, you know, school is, you know, the school environment is where, you know, a lot of parents depend on the school environment for discipline and all of that.
In addition to the children, they depend on it for socializing
and structure.
And structure.
Yeah, and
that going on.
Yeah, and let me face facts, some parents, they're going to work. Remember when parents going to work, the school come like a babysitter, you know?
Yeah.
So parents now they are working, some children home, and they just.
And in some cases, children left in the care of like an older sibling. But the older sibling have school too.
Yep.
So it real complicated.
Yeah. So she said the figures from the school supervision division for primary and secondary school students whom they have not been able to make contact with stood at around 2,000 people, children. Wow. And approximately 225,000 students enrolled in primary and secondary schools. Yeah, so this is not a nice figure at all. Also, Griffith thanks Defence Force for deployment of 50 officers. Cops clarify conditions of state of emergency. Barrett, in terms of the Andrea's father to PM, keep my daughter's name out of your mouth. A lot of people were angered by that statement. They found that shouldn't pop up again. It should just, you know.
And especially in this
light. And here we're going on to, there's a, on page 7, look at page 7 on The Guardian. Last night, Khalid,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did a synopsis in terms of when the vigils took place as a two-week period, the intubation and all that.
Okay, okay.
And the numbers were totally low. They were totally low.
It
was so low that recreational sports came back and the country started to bubble again for weeks.
Right.
Probably for months, 2 months, whatever. And then they showed the Easter holiday. And then from the Easter holiday.
From Easter holiday, you see what's going on.
We know what's going on. We're still in it. So that is something where I think that statement, I think that was a boo-boo.
But even if, please, even if there was data to support the statement, I think it was uncalled for to bring somebody passed away, Dredd.
Yeah, you know.
To bring that into the mix.
Yeah.
Especially on our platform, it just sounds like you're just trying to throw shade on somebody, you know.
Yeah.
By using that particular thing. And at the end of the day, I mean, was it compassion?
Yep. So. And here what's going on? The Tobago spread mirrored Trinidad, and there were no set of vigils in Tobago, right? Right?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So, TNT students triumph and keep exam results. This is beautiful. And government eyeing international travel if vaccinations increase. Yeah. All right. So Miles, that's about it there for the headlines. I was watching the Boston. There's some athletics going on in Boston. You know where they're running the road.
Yeah.
I was watching some of that yesterday.
A training was.
Yeah. Richards.
But
I saw Michelle Ayishi.
No, I didn't see Michelle. Why
I saw her yesterday, run yesterday. She lost.
No, but
convincing me.
I mean, congratulations to Richards. But Blake. You remember Blake?
Yeah, Johan Blake. Remember he was supposed to be
the next
Bolt. He's supposed to be the next QZ Prince. Bolt was the king and he was the prince. But remember he was failing a long time, eh? But what going on with Blake is that Blake now, when I watch Blake too stocky and strong.
Too heavy.
He too heavy, yeah. He too muscular. That's I'm no analyst. Eyes no.
You're no specialist in the field.
Paisley Crawford. But looking at him and looking at other men who beaten him, it looking like, you know, the other men are a little more slender and they're moving a little better. And he moving like a strong man running down the thing now. And he a little short too.
True.
Yeah, so I always felt he was too strong now. Too much big muscles.
It's amazing with sport when you hype somebody up and you amps them up most times.
Yeah. He's like the Robinho.
They tend to fall short.
Remember Robinho?
You're cool. Who could have talked about Robinho?
Yeah, Robinho was supposed to be the Elchna. Robinho. They talk about Robinho thing. When Robinho reach, feel it, he might think for a little year, and then after that.
No, but you never really.
No, Robinho never think. So Blake, I watch Blake. Mm-mm, them fellas beating Blake. Yeah. We continue with checking in, my friends. Morning time, John and Junior. BridgeCon, Truckers Day in. Darren, Henry, Pris Galan. That's in Love Until Pris Galan team. Good morning. Anthony from Allied Security, Danny from La Romaine, Daryl from Hydrite Beverages. Where's that? Kemaya, Jacobin Street in Mova, my Tower Banton, good morning. Also wants to say good morning to Rahim and Alex. Yeah, man. TCM Transport, Barataria, Don Miguel, taxi stand checking in. Good morning. Be safe. Do the right thing on the taxi stand. 50%. Gaiba Angela from Santa Cruz, Ishmael Hamlet from Orlando, Daryl and Annie from Lespinay Street and Mova. Let's go, Miles. It's Wednesday. It's Drama Wednesday. Hey, and friends, folks, continue checking in. They continue. Morning to 50, Lockdown in Tobago. Sawa and Jude, good morning. Maria Santana and her colleagues from the Ministry of Works and Transport, good morning. Cleon Dutton, Dunton from Maruga. Want to say happy birthday. Wants to say happy birthday to his sister, Carrie Dunton. Happy birthday, Carrie. Waste management team in New York. They're locked on. Val. Morning, brethren. 908 checking in. What's up, man? Chris Gamamu. Good morning. Good morning to the all police officers, essential, at the Fort Chacon. IATF, Interagency Task Force Team, Corporal Bethelmy, PC Langford, PC Perch, and the K9 Kumutu folks as well, team as well, WPC Moro, PC Buru, PC Chachi, and PC Johnson. Also morning to the Mason family, DS Movers, good morning. S Express Pie Man. Alright, Pio, let's stay off the road. Morning to the NP admin team inside the drama, Lee Tech. Tent Rental in Mayaro. Mayaro, good morning. Trent City taxi drivers, morning. Hey, douchebag. Oh, douchebag. Paramount Dental Studio. Perry, good morning. Sunshine Snacks team in Tobago. Shalom Funeral Chapels, they're checking in as well. The CTM team. Kyle and Christian, morning. They're my personal brethren, them. Terror from Rio Claro. Fridge Boys, morning. People checking in like rain. Bounty, good morning. NFM team. Oh, you mean the Scorpion team, good morning. Sion from RBC. Sambo and Taffy from St. Kitts. Oh, St. Kitts. You don't know St. Kitts. Morning to the St. Kitts team, they tuned in. Morning to Poinsettia Prince. Prince City PH. Morning to Tonya Bozell from Paramin. Paramin! I want to say good morning to Brian Henry. Have a great day. Today from his wife, Melissa. I love that. Loving the house. Hey, well, good morning to Bounty, Jumo, Jillian, Luenda. Well, Soulfish, we bredgen. Carter, Miles, Carter, but we not seen Carter at all.
We not seen anybody right now.
Well, even when we start back to see, Bouncy organized Carter now.
We didn't miss Carter really, yeah. I went to
fill some gas in St. Christopher's, and I swear I see Carter, you know.
Serious?
Like next door there, like walking in the gas station, but it wasn't Carter. Blacks, Butcher, Prince, all of the NFM team. They're we real people.
NFM team, man.
Yeah, for sure. So I want to say good morning to Nurse Dimple Cheeks from St. James Medical. Hey. Nursey?
So?
Dimple Cheeks, they call you. Okay. Nice. Aki and the Vibes team, they're checking in as well. Red Wonder, Mini Me, and Chiny from Grandy. The Masons family, GML contractors, who else? Officers attached to the Port of Spain prison, good morning. Well, Miles, wait now, Miles.
Well, I was wondering, I see you.
Yeah, boy, what going on, man? Well, nation, it is about that time where we welcome all and sundry to the biggest morning show ever since the invention of this thing called the FM frequency. My nation, welcome to the station. Welcome to drama. Yes, it is time to get inside the drama. One time, we're not even sticking. Don't forget the phone numbers are 624-1005. Or 623-5001. And if you are connecting with us via social media, please use the hashtag Drama Wednesdays. We want it to go viral. Yes. And yet again, another week, Miles, where we don't have any specific drama. So,
boy, oh boy.
Yes, the drama can go anywhere. It can be very, very wild and vicious.
Buckle your seatbelts.
Yeah. The drama is going to be very brutal. I'm telling you. Because it could go anywhere. Hello, good morning.
Morning, my brethren.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, my Zo, Blaze.
Yeah.
You say you don't need Solomon photocopying.
No, I never said that. I said that when I saw the pass, like the sour ways. And I say, wait now. You understand? You need somebody on your team thinking like that to tell you about the perils, you know.
Remember, Blaze, your masters compared with the sour men combined. Obviously. Thoughts like that must come to mind. So the SJS really leading from here, Blaze?
No, I don't know nothing about no SJS.
That is some kind of mastermind level thing.
No, I don't know anything about the SJS.
I know the only other men who's using them things is like challenging them to beat out men.
Okay.
Well, this is Tall Prince and the drummer Wednesday. Oh God, I don't know that. No,
ah, boy. Is Minister 9?
No, it isn't.
Hello, good morning.
Drama.
Welcome, my brethren. Welcome.
You say we have no drama, but we have drama.
No, I say we don't have no specific drama. So the drama could go wild. It could go all over the place.
Yes, but hey, what we know on that statement by Dr. Olika, it's specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and also, the lady that say all the high rises is in Central or in the UNC district, I know why.
Why?
They have all the boats to bring in the Venice and mine them.
And mine them, you say, you know?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hello. Good morning.
Morning. Tusty is here.
Yeah, Tusty. You have 30 seconds, Tusty.
30 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, this is the media review with Kamala when she said that the opposition is supporting the extension. Yesterday, the woman flipped around and say, is the PNM cause all of this? We supporting?
No, I didn't see that.
Wait, check it out because I'm not drinking sugar, man. Going there.
All right, whoa, Bridget, whoa, Bridget, all right.
100.5, progressive and unstoppable. The Grand Slam Morning Show.
Hey, welcome to our second hour here on the Grand Slam Morning Show, my friends. Welcome to all our Morning Show family members, you know. We started to make a family tree. We'll continue over the next few months and so on, and we will have our family tree. We're already coming up with different cousins and brothers and sisters and all of that. You know what I mean? So welcome. It's Blaze. It's Miles. Until 9 o'clock today, Drama Wednesday. Drama time.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
I want to say good morning to Alan Sinclair. Morning, Bridget. Morning to Tish. Have a good day today, Tish. Plucky. Mr. Speck. Dr. Hassan Ali from San Fernando General, from Showin Ali from Princeton. Maureen Banton. Leroy from La Prouta, always. Sean Dunn from Roystonia, Coover. Yeah, so it's time to, my nation, my friends, it is time to jump back in the drama. As we said before, the drama could end up very, very whippy and weppy, very, very, very wild, because it have nothing very specific. So the, you know, things flying all over the place. It's fragments, a lot of fragments. 624-1005, 623-5001. Good morning to Simeon Mudblaze. Hello, good morning.
Pleasant, good morning, my brother.
Yes, morning, PH, morning. Yes.
Oh, my sir.
Oh, PH, what is it?
I call this morning to burn a fire this morning. Something had really bothered my watch papers and had really tested more, boy. How low you could go, by G, boy? As a man in power, as a representative, I tell you, I don't think you go so low you could go by. Lower than the white line in the road, boy. something like that you go bring up and say, right? Mm. And these people still grieving. So low, right? Instead of all you come together and try and solve the issues and solve the problems, right? That's how low all you're going, right? Back and forward. Who tell who come they go? Who vigilant do this? It's so relevant. That the example of the certain for the ones coming. To be petty and bickering. Come now, man, pay a man, do better than that. And to the youth man and them, we now rob the lady in the planning. The three youth men, we now snatch your phone.
Mm.
Number karma is a swinging door. Let's remember that.
Don't know PH. Easy, brethren. Man, we called, I mean, you know, on top of what PH said. Remember, we were calling for government and opposition to just low everything and just come in.
Yeah.
Because nothing ain't helping, nothing, you know.
Yeah, well, if time.
What Kamala's saying really helping the situation.
What he said.
And what PM Rowley saying really helping the situation, to be honest. Huh?
Yeah,
we have a situation to deal with.
It's time to get some solutions.
Yeah, we have a situation to deal with. Let me deal with it. And I think that's what people feeling right now. Let me just deal with this now. Get our people on no job and no food on the table and all. Let me deal with this now.
Yeah.
Hello.
I will call back later. That man coming too serious, there, right?
Well, go ahead now, private.
No, I can't do that.
All right, private.
I will feel bad.
You just feel bad?
Yeah, but I feel good most of the times, you know.
So. Yeah, I had no idea you just ever feel bad about something.
Well, how you mean sometimes you meet a girl in a club, and when you wake up in the morning and see the face, that is a bad feeling.
Oh, you feel bad? You don't feel bad about what yourself. You did?
No, I feel bad how she looking.
Oh, you don't feel bad about what you did?
Nah. For what? At least I'm honest, you know.
Oh, okay. I don't like. So, what else go and say?
Nah, you must say that, you know, it's coming real.
Well, all right. At least you have a conscience.
Oh, God. You're my Dubai's only human.
Well, yeah. Well, all right. Cool. No problem. Yeah.
It's out here tomorrow.
Yeah. Morning to the Caribbean Coatings team. Hello, good morning.
Blessings, my brother.
Morning.
No, I ain't think this morning it's gonna kick the tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's raise a serious piece of awareness there.
Mm-hmm.
Why it is we bickering and fighting and calling up who?
Yes.
And this your time.
Mm-hmm.
The leaders and them, the so-called leaders and them, brethren, they're not leading. Right? If it is we continue on this, our beautiful country will be no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people do not care. How you go bring up that? That is out of time, man. Both sides are defense.
Both sides out of time, man. You know that, right?
And the current in-house.
Mm-hmm.
They are out of time and bad. People falling daily. You talk about whole a national prayer day Sunday and then come out of time and this week, bruv.
You know, I didn't even study that.
Mm-hmm. Fire for all of them who trying to use this year time to gain traction for the political party, brethren.
Yeah.
Fire. Burn them down to ground.
Well said, my brethren.
Don't know.
Yeah, man. Well said. People fed up, you know.
Yeah, people fed up.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Blessed love.
Blessed love, honorable. Majesty. Honorable uncle.
Well, when I say one God for us all the other day, right?
Yeah.
I will explain here. People calling and saying the same thing in a certain way now.
Yes.
We like, you know what I'm saying? You know, come and go on. I got to talk about leadership and thing, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, your private come and talk about it just now, you know. You know what I'm saying? Mm. There's no dominance thing with no leadership, you know. And the prime minister now, you know what? You have a way to talk from a long time. You talk about woman at time with certain dressing and you come back now with this scene with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't be dominant, and the tongue is unruly member. The tongue, and when in office, you have a judgment set an example, both sides, and they ain't doing nothing. It's the same, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I say one God for us also. When I hear a man talk about it and I think about it, you can blaze you in easy night, that's you know.
Yeah.
You have an insight, that is an intellect insight, you know.
Yeah.
To analyze things before, even though you talk about the sour thing with the thing now. That is an inspiration, you know, my Lord. And that brother, Dr. Rowley, you have to really meditate, you have to know to talk. You know what?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, the session or whatever, and the people and them still mourning night, and people going to thing and dying dead. You can't talk so. Your doctorate and doing nothing, you know, please. Come on, let's fix up the thing, man.
Done, no.
Good behavior in office, you know.
Responsible, responsible.
Yeah, man, at the end of the day, my lord.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your office, that way. You call your office big, you know. The responsibility of a leader, bless.
Don't know.
Take more time.
Yes, man. Yeah. Easy, honorable. Majesty. That we uncle. And he's always bring a firm hand.
Mm-hmm.
You have a firm hand. Hello.
I like we are the uncle.
Yeah, I say now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. The PM need a psychogram, dude. I'm not even funny, boy.
Well, you're caught up.
What kind of human being would make a statement like that, boy? This girl die in such a gruesome manner, and they're trying to align the girl murder with the spike in COVID rates. He need a psych exam. He totally off the rockers.
Hey.
Hi, Richie. Hi, Richie, right?
I think so.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with the real issue. Treating our people like a piece of tissue.
That's Jamali.
Them fellas not serious. Whole party.
No, people very disappointed this morning, you know, thing and the drama. People very, very disappointed.
Nah,
people are real disappointed. People, I'm being real, people are very disappointed in the PM this morning. Very. They're disappointed.
People
disappointed. Because you see of what the country going through, people disappointed.
Despite all the good they did in a few months before, that statement where you make failure, I can remember you for that.
Yeah. People disappointed. They could tell. Hey, people could super see drama with this. People disappointed.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, drama. Oh, good night.
Bridget, good morning.
And exercising banned
in public areas, yeah.
Well, I now see two men running through Maribella normal.
We mean mask running through Maribella.
Exercising.
Where?
Maribella, close to the police station too.
Nah, well that them supposed to come out of that.
Yeah, nah. Filler.
Yeah, I mean,
we had to come better as citizens.
Yeah, boy, oh God, people say, well, it's a little thing, and it's just this. Nah, man, remember, if everybody say that, it's problems.
Maribella loose right now. All the taxi drivers, about 2 feet apart, no mask.
Serious.
Come now, better than that, citizens.
We
even go start on the politics. All the politics just in our mess.
Hear this now.
I don't know.
Hello.
Yo.
In terms of not wearing masks, taxi drivers down by Maribella not wearing masks?
Well, you know they understand. Everybody had to talk to each other.
Nah, well, that I feel.
Oh, gosh.
Nah, we're not dealing with that.
All is the taxi drivers, man. Come
yeah,
on.
We're not dealing with that. We're not dealing with that.
Yeah, boy.
All right, brethren. Hello, good morning.
Sure. Mr. Blaze, morning, and still Miles.
Hey, roll it.
I'm rolling.
Where say, bye. Where's the volume of callers now calling?
What would I say? What do you mean, what would I say?
People disappointed and disgusted, right?
Of course, yes.
What will we do about this now?
Well, what we've done in the past, nothing.
Put it under the car. Boy. So we're not getting a little incentive to change our mentality by now then?
Well, boy, here what happened, man. Let me show you something that has happened in this country, right? Roll it. We have all these standards and we have all these things to uphold. And then when it comes down to the election, everybody does just go back in the corner they were before, you know.
So what do you sense of opening them out for them to do what? What contribution
This is what I'm saying.
Stand up, what they really do.
Until you see the people stand up and they say, all right, cool, X and Y and Z. Then we'll know.
Different portions of the country actually standing up for things, whether it be crime, whether it be murder. But for the main thing for us to go forward, that what we see in our faces, What would you know of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A bag of hypocrites. No, I'm going to answer something, right? And it's the biggest investigation for the year.
Mm-hmm.
On the day you're supposed to get the vaccine, you test positive. You trace immediate people around you from family go back. Nobody. A couple weeks later, give and take. Bang, negative. You take the vaccine up to now, right?
Mm.
But nevertheless, there's a pressure to take the vaccine. So I can't understand the simultaneous equation now, boy.
Mm-hmm.
You dig it?
Dig it.
So when we follow this and try to figure it out, I think we might crack the madness that's going on in this country right now.
Well, all right, roll it.
All right, everybody have a safe and blessed anti-COVID day, right?
Don't know. You too, my brethren. Be safe on all your right. Journeys.
Yes, I.
Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Morning, morning, Blaze and Miles. Morning, Book Malatrice.
Yeah, Book.
Yeah, Book.
Yeah, you see that statement he made there? That was desperation to get away from the fact of what really went on Easter time now. That mm-hmm. they responsible for. It's like he had no other way to get out or try to get out. Or what was the truth now? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that was desperation. That is what that was. And a past prime minister had said already that politics have a morality of your own.
Yes, that was PM Pandey.
Right? And that goes for both sides. It's both sides. And at the end of the day, it's the people in Trinidad and Tobago is allowing all of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is the people allowing it. So I wouldn't only come down on him alone.
No, we are saying that both sides, you know, they need to buck up.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and exactly. We've been saying that, you know, it would be so nice to just come mm-hmm. together and fight this in unity mm-hmm. and then move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was unfortunate and it was desperation yesterday. That is what that was.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll listen. Have a good day, man. I hope Maracas call and give you a smile later today.
Yeah, man, Maracas, yeah. Irie, man. Maracas, real, Irie, if you know, Irie Maracas is. Hello, good morning.
Miley.
Morning, morning.
City of Sawa. Boss of the bosses.
There's no boss of the bosses here.
Boss, wait, as I say now, boy. The leaders have to set the example, boss. The leaders need to set the example more than anybody else.
Well, yeah, I can understand what you're saying there, yes. I can agree with that.
Right, because what I'm saying is, ain't it supposed to have no exercising?
Nope.
Right, no exercising. I know she needed more than anybody else, but Marley McDonald needs to stop sitting around the place of water. The
not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC
like
Network,
that,
and Guardian Media Limited.
Drama has started. Is it only leave it on the sour?
Yes.
Leave it on sour.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I listened to the program there. I just called to say that I wouldn't. That he wrong for saying what he said, right? The statement is about that is the wrong thing.
Yeah,
he politically incorrect. But the fact that it is that when she passed, right,
mm-hmm.
there were people out on the road. There were large numbers of people out protesting.
Yes,
there were. But
yeah.
We as society, we're not going and take blame for that.
But there was also a lot of people for the election.
Right.
Nobody took blame for that.
And we had spikes too.
Yeah, but nobody took blame for that, you know. You realize that, right? Everybody said the spikes wasn't because of the election, you recall?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is the fact, he wrong for saying what he said.
Yeah.
No hands down.
Yeah.
Not supposed to say that. It's supposed to be politically correct.
Yeah.
Right? But we have to take blame for some things too. We have to take blame. Even for some part of the that whole Tobago flick and all, everybody going to Tobago.
We're
supposed to know.
And Trinidad. And Trinidad.
As big people, we play like we don't know better. Come on, people running all the cell phone there. Still, it's still our private that's going on. I'm telling you, I'm asking you. It's still our people going, renting hotels and going and is 20-something people in small spaces. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, people not taking account of what they're doing. Come on. Hey, brothers, all have a blessed day.
Same to you, my brethren.
Yeah.
I just want people to check out pages, page 7. Hello, good morning.
Oh, please.
Yeah, morning.
Please.
Yeah. Yes.
Too much of things to talk here, boy.
Seriously.
I don't even know where to start, boy. I mean, I know this might sound a little monotonous there, but gosh, boy. I had to keep on talking about these things, please.
Dan, you live in Sour? You from Sour? You know that? You know you're from Sour?
Please. I see them police and them like that. A small exercise yesterday, but it's... Please, I can't take it. Please, because at the end of the day, I live in Sour. Anything could be happening to me, and these... Police and them supposed
yes,
to
be they will yes, come. Please. They will come to rescue you.
Please, next, if they, yes, they will come to rescue me, but if they have to run down anybody, they can't run down nobody.
Let me tell you something. The men is find the speed, you know.
Please, at the end of the day, I mean, watch out, Alexander. I mean, he might be a big conkles, but at the end of the day,
he's not a conkles. He proved he's not a conkles.
Taking care of himself. I mean, why these people can't watch up there, Alexander, a little bit? Alexander taking care of himself. Majority of these police and them, they can out of shape, boy.
No. I can't agree with you there.
I could understand McGarry a little bit. Yeah, really size and thing. Because
was he next topic?
He probably went three little to banker because he still could own him.
All right.
What is this tall prince said it's drama Wednesday?
Expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Somebody say, a particular gym in South that have people inside there, you know. They're not seeing the people, but they're hearing the weights only dropping. they listen to the wall, and they hear the weights picking up and dropping, boom. You know, the weights just drop, boom.
Yeah.
So they say a particular German sound. I don't know where that is. Hello.
Oh, please, man.
Bridging.
Morning.
Jamaica, man.
You're Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica.
You ain't calling that number at all, boy.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
The paint is nonsense.
Mm.
When they had the election, it had a spike.
Yeah.
But candlelight vigils, you never see a significant increase. But as of the peace holidays, you see a huge spike. So how you go play in the candlelight vigils when you never see a thing?
Yeah.
And that was months ago. Right? Wouldn't you see the spike then instead of now? So what are you really trying to say?
How the numbers in Jamaica going?
I know that was coming.
How Brogat? How you find Brogat? Is Brogat? All they call him?
Yeah. But what?
How Brogat handling?
Labor Day was Monday.
Mm.
You know, he had a 24-hour curfew since the day before. Nobody could leave the house. If they catch outside, the lockdown.
Brogat, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brogat don't make no joke, you know?
Uh-huh. But, Leo... Peace
all. Answer your phone, eh?
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Answer your phone.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah. Just check page 7 of The Guardian. Check page 7 of The Guardian. Hello, good morning.
Blaze.
Good morning, Jammer. Brad. Yes, morning, Brad.
Jammer, yeah. Baines was correct. With these big, fat, heavy police.
Brad.
Because I was...
Only in Sour?
Only Sour. Hear why? Because I seen a clip with a policeman accepting panties as a bride.
What?
Yes, a big fat policeman in Sour accepting
that panties. That was in Sour, that was in Port of Spain.
Blaze.
That was in Port of Spain.
You was a one panty man? You teaching Sour people to pee panty off a line?
That was an old clip that was related to something.
You won't teach people to pee panty off the line.
Okay.
Right.
All right. That was an old clip that was related. What's the story with that, boy? That's an old clip, an old rundown clip. Hello, good morning.
Sorry, your number is...
Hello.
Breaking news.
Yeah, morning breaking news.
The Immigration Department of Trinidad and Tobago is making a clarion call to the Grand Slam Morning Show. Please keep Jamaica on the line for at least 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Why? What are we going to trace the call?
To triangulate his location and remove him forthwith. He pays no taxes and he does not contribute to the social fabric of this land.
I think he's paid taxes, man.
0.7 and talks about peeping at people boontering in cars in car park in San Fernando.
Are you serious?
Been term.
Are you serious, Jed? Hello? One thing breaking news though, stick in them. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mughal.
Yeah, morning, brethren, morning.
I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Careful, eh? Careful, eh?
Sour has a set of manners like a used man, and they also have some fat police. Sour is the worst. My God.
Oh, how is Sawa alone? That's what I can't understand, I know. What about?
I don't know.
Dad. Oh. What about?
Dad.
Ben.
Not Dad.
Hello.
Right.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Please, Miles.
Morning, Bridget.
Morning.
I'm coming here with a factual drama.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all remember when the Honorable Dr. Keith Christopher Rowley was leaving the country to seek medical attention in Cuba? And the country, people were in an uproar saying, why he going outside? Why he don't go in Port of Spain General Hospital to treat with his situation?
Yes.
So wait now. The Honorable Dr. Keith Christopher Rowley was aware that he had pre-existing conditions and that he cannot take the COVID-19 shot and stand up on a podium and say, I will be the first, knowing he can't take it.
If you have pre-existing, you can't take it, or if you have COVID at the time, you can't take it.
If you have pre-existing conditions,
they advise you not to take it.
They advise you not to take it.
They must tell you not giving it, because the chance of you getting sick and dying is greater. So this man was aware of your condition and cannot take it and stand up on a podium and say, I will be the first to the nation. That is drama.
Yeah, that lies is drama.
Upon lies.
Yeah, that is drama. If you have pre-existing, you can't take it. That's what they said.
I don't think they can't, you know. I think they advise you not to take it, or to, you know what I mean, check your situation and monitor certain things.
Because I know if you have COVID, you can't, you're not supposed to take it.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of the pre-existing that you can't take it. I've never heard that. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Blaze.
Yes, good morning.
How are you guys?
Yes, good.
Morning.
Good, good. All right. So my thing is, if it is that we are supposed to be in a pandemic and people not listening,
mm-hmm.
because clearly they are not listening,
mm-hmm.
it has more than one factor to also consider. Now, yes, Tobago was at that point in time a supposedly safe, you know, place to probably try and visit.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't expedient to make a call like that, you know, for people to really go out in those masses and expect them to understand the social distancing.
Yeah.
Because you know trainees like to party, you know. So to me, that was one of the downfalls that causing this uprising. They are surging up on the amount of cases.
Okay.
Mm.
And on top of that, obviously, what you're talking about with the politicking,
mm-hmm.
with the rallying and all of that. But let's get down to the real matter at hand, where people just getting fed up of really doing what they're supposed to do, which was supposed to benefit the country at a large.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so okay, so what you're trying to tell me, next year we're going to be the same way? next year you really want, you're so desperate to be able to do what you want to do.
Your country,
knowing that we on an economic downfall right now, that's not making no sense. Destin could never be compared to having no money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree totally.
Go ahead.
You're telling me a country like us, we're supposed to be a paradise. Everybody now looking at us like, you see how much media updates that they're talking about, don't come here, whether the border's closed or not, the advisory notices.
Yeah.
I mean, we are considered worse. Before, we was number one.
Before, we were like number two.
Yeah,
we were high in the world. Yeah,
people were looking to see, you know, give us the remedy because we, I mean, I talk about G4, breakfast,
and it's before that. Vaccines, huh?
Yeah, there's when we was just handling it. Yeah,
we really want our beloved country to go downhill to that extent.
Yeah. No. Well, we wish everybody would think like you, eh, family?
Yeah, but the problem is nobody really putting country first.
Yeah, people putting themselves first.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Literally. Yeah. Anyway, that's my contribution. This is the original Short Boss here.
All right, Short Boss. This is Short Boss. Who's your husband again?
You say you like things?
Mongrel.
Yeah,
this is Mongrel?
No, don't do me that.
But this is Miss Mongrel, right?
This is not Miss Mongrel.
No.
Oh, they're not Miss Mongrel. Okay, sorry.
The one who all it was Candace.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. Yes, we taking a fall kind of people, girl. Yeah, they call more often.
Guys, nah. I like this morning because, trust me, sour, no sour, sugar on us, it don't matter. The principle remains.
Yeah.
People just get fed up. But they can't get fed up because when they're out there, people dying like flies. People dying like flies, please.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, Short Boss.
All right, darling. Take care, Miles. Later.
Yeah, Short Boss.
Yeah, bye-bye. Uh-huh. So the information, as I thought, is not that if you have pre-existing, you should not take it. As Miles say, you probably may be advised not to take it. And what folks are saying unanimously is you have to visit your doctor.
Right.
And ask him his advice on taking the vaccine. Yeah. If you know you have pre-existing conditions, there's no rule that says people with pre-existing conditions cannot take the vaccine.
Yeah.
You will be advised. So I know that was foreign to me when I heard that one. All right, because you know we have to keep on. We have a responsibility as media and as media practitioners to seek the correct information. Yeah. Although callers may call with all kind of thing all over the place, we need to set it straight. You know, that is our job.
Okay.
Some of us don't really do that, but yeah. We try to do it here. We try our best.
Yeah, we do.
We're not perfect, but we try our best. Hello, morning.
My brother.
Morning.
You're real good, mouth, you know.
What do you mean?
You know that, right?
What do you mean?
Boy, that belt, boy, that belt.
Your belt boost in the piece you went?
Oh, God, please.
Miles, you see? Miles, I tell him about that belt. I tell him about that one belt in that piece. You. So tell me something. Where are you going to get our belt now? You gotta go with a scrapyard or something. Miles, I tell you what I'm belting on. I passed through that Piju phase. And I am telling you, when that belt bust, watch now, is lightning and thunder, you know. Is lightning and thunder. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Blaze.
Morning, my brethren.
Breaking news straight to Mr. Gary Griffith. One of his boys, who is a SRP police, is working taxi on the Shogunasa, Blaze.
Okay, so okay. Yes. How was that? That's not illegal, eh?
He's working taxi. He's very unruly too.
So he's a SRP
police, and he's working taxi. And he's very unruly.
What kind of taxi? H or PH?
H.
He's working H.
So
yes,
how is he unruly?
very unruly.
Now, how? In what fashion?
Example.
Well, how to put it, but he's more like Skeletor from a He-Man.
Okay, that's the look you're talking about?
Well, therefore, no, he's short and very. He's close to the color of the he's a G5 competition.
He couldn't right? So how is he being unruly? He's not wearing his mask or what? Yeah. How?
His attitude, and he just put a durag around his mouth and he moved it 3 passengers.
So he's not wearing a mask, he's wearing a durag?
Yes, yeah, those long time, you know, those coaches with those stangers just put in their pocket.
Oh, you mean the bandanas?
A bandana?
Yes.
A durag is different.
Durag is different, my brother.
He put that on his mouth and he drive, and two ladies told me that his mouth is very hibunctuous.
So you
hibunctuous.
Please, I ain't done yet.
You ain't done yet?
Is that the ladies also say he have a dread toe jam. He has a dread toe jam.
All this is going on with this one SRP chat?
And a woman also said when she hand him money, her hand graze his ears. Behind his ears have a Trevor Sears center.
So this man just smelly all over the place.
Wait, I ain't done yet.
You ain't done yet?
Sometimes the guy does wear one jersey over and over. He just like the Duracell. He wears it over and over and over.
So what kind of car he driving so people go not to stay with?
Please. The car have a set of yellow writing on it. It's a HDD.
It's a HDD?
With a set of yellow writing
on it. What color is the car?
A white.
What do you write it, Matt?
It marked taxi.
Oh, it marked taxi.
Okay.
So it's a white vehicle?
Yes.
What kind of vehicle?
Well, therefore, some people just call it the wet man.
A Tito,
okay.
And you trust me, that guy, from all year, sometimes a passenger said he opened a bowl of food in his car, and his scent contaminated.
Why would she open a bowl of food in his car, though?
Well, because he was hungry. Anyway.
Oh, he opened a bowl of food in his car?
Yes. Anyway, please. My money is done later.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
And get ready for the ride. This is it. It's minutes to nine. You know when it's minutes to nine, things get very sharp very quickly on the drama. Hello, good morning.
Blessed love.
Honorable. Blessed love, Majesty.
I just want to drop a little information here about the African Liberation Day was yesterday, now. You know? The organization with Selassie, I bring the unity together with the Africans now. You know, just bringing that to the forefront, you know, because they will tell you them things now, you know, them kind of organize a Rastaman, I must bring up them things.
Rastafari.
I organize Dongi too, so that's why I might be calling only from Dongi.
Anytime.
Yeah. I might send to pick you up to the plane.
Anytime.
Yeah, blessed love.
Blessed love.
Honorable.
The guru will make it too.
Yeah. You don't know. Honorable Sanitary.
Your number is not.
Just call it to give some information. Normal thing, uncle thing now. Remember, he's the conscious uncle, eh?
Yeah, he is.
He and Maracas are opposites.
Oh.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Drama.
Yes, good morning.
You see that Dr. Rowley? You better go in the quarry with that stone you have in your chest and see if you can get some money for that.
Nah, brother.
You're heartless.
Nah, man. Yeah.
You better go and chisel out that stone.
Nah, you man have a heart, man. You man have a heart. You have a heart.
Morning, my brother.
Yeah, good morning.
My brother's honorable plane is a split in a box. I gotta go downstairs and get a plane.
Nah, the plane is a
Is a what?
A real plane, man.
But my regents, we condemning the PM boy. That's real stupidness, man. Talk day, honestly. This is not the time for them kind of thing, boy. And that one real disgusting, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, it's real sad and nasty, man. That is real disgusting. What going on with you? What going on with PNM in general, my regents? Here's Brian, Manning, Maish.
Okay.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
What I'll do is anything.
I don't know. Somebody say, Majesty, can I leave that for tomorrow now, man? Majesty. Hello.
Morning,
sir. Hello?
Morning.
Morning.
Is that morning?
Yeah, it's morning. Morning, fellas. Grace, that's you?
Last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one?
It's Grace?
No.
No, this is not Grace.
This is not Grace.
Oh, well, there you go. I know who it is then.
You know who it is, right?
Yeah,
but that's, we know who it is.
We are the uncle.
One day know who it is, right?
All
right,
cool.
Yeah.
So last night, still another episode on the prisoner, right?
Dan, so, we're still doing any press guard, Jed. Press guard nothing, press guard clean as ourselves.
I am Sawa, and Sawa is me. And I reside on the press guard.
Okay, alright.
So, as I was saying before you rudely interrupt me, I had another episode on the press guard.
Mm-hmm.
And I met with my boys last night. And we see the lights, but we home on the press guard. So the gym pull up, and they tell you how they're going inside.
Right.
So we just walk off on them.
Okay. Y'all were going
inside.
The
door open.
Mm-hmm.
And the man come out.
A police?
Well, yes, a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
We realize we're hearing but we walking, we not running.
Mm-hmm.
It's because this man was right also when he called it, yeah. It's a set of fat police they have. Coming in, so we proceed.
So you all were walking?
We
and he couldn't keep up?
And he couldn't keep up. We got home safely, though.
They what?
They got home safely.
Did the police ever catch you?
When we passed back this morning, he was still there.
All right, all good.
Yeah, okay, well... Stay home
I
now
love,
during the.
I really love Sarah.
Yeah, during the curfew, if you could stay home, would be nice. Right? Don't come out on the block.
Anything in Sarah.
Yeah, don't come out on the block, please.
Especially on the prison, I could get away with anything.
Nah, don't come out on the block. Right?
I love.
Alright, okay.
The pusher man there.
Hey, pressure. Alright, well, move away from him. Move away from him. Try that way, one. Yeah, we don't open, man. You figure who next door there? You just one call, one phone call to take for me, you know? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Please, Miles.
Morning.
I want to ask only a question.
Mm-hmm.
We know and we all condemn the actions of the PM, right?
Okay, well, not all, but some. Team. Yeah.
All right. But here my question. Did Auntie comes? And she people and them, did they take the vaccine?
I don't know.
You see? But they complaining. How they go complain?
I don't know.
And only telling people foolishness on the media about the vaccine. You have to take the vaccine in order for things to get better.
I agree.
Both the government
and the opposition. Yeah. And that's what we're saying. We want a unified voice and a unified look, you know?
That is correct. They don't even come out against their brethren. I forget his name. He looked like Gopi Singh, but it's not Gopi Singh. He come out and say, time for the opposition to stop their foolishness.
Yeah, he...
Stop fighting the vaccine.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the right thing. And yeah. He is a former UNC member. So, I just want to see, stop all this stupidness, all these big people, put the country first, and then we get out of this pandemic.
Well said, my brethren. All are we big. We big and have sense, right?
We big and we have sense.
Nice.
Say no more.
Say no more. Say less. We big and we have sense. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Mogi Mogi.
Oh, my goodness. Mogi.
Mogi, how y'all been keeping, boy? A long time I didn't getting in touch with all you.
Mogi, we real good. I ain't like to tell you.
You real good?
Yeah, we real good. You don't even need to check up on us, to be honest. We good. I'm sure you hear us on the radio and you know, we good.
But I just want to touch base. Miles, how you? Neighbor, some neighborly love now.
Miles not here.
Miles, give me some neighborly love now. B-I-L-L.
Miles not here. Miles not here.
Please, hear this now, Mogi.
Hear what? My name is not Mogi, you know.
Okay.
Your name is Mogi.
And Phil.
Just Blaze. Blaze is good.
Mogi, hear this, right? I follow you every step of the way. You know? You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yes. You know your motto, how you just say,
God first.
Don't God first and take a man after.
No. God first and mankind after. I never say that, brethren. My boy, what is going on with you?
You telling me I hear this wrong all the time?
Yeah, something wrong with your ass.
I thought you saying, don't forget to kneel down and pray, God first, take your man after.
No, I never say that, brethren.
That's what I've been doing all the time.
Well, you need to stop.
Babe, I've been doing that for the past 2 weeks.
Brethren, well, you need to stop. You hearing wrong.
I'm kneeling down and praying, and
Brethren! Brethren! Brethren!
What's
going on? Hear what's going on? I never say that. You need to stop, and you need to stop doing that.
You said that.
Brethren, you hear wrong. I never say nothing about no man like that, my brethren. I said God first and mankind after.
But I don't understand that at all. But how I can read, how I pick up on that.
Because your ears slanted. Your ears not straight.
Please, you need to take a consensus. I feel the recognition here, the same thing. Miles, were you here?
Miles not there. Miles is not there. He going outside.
Well, here it is. I done doing that already.
What to do? Stop it. Stop doing it.
Kneeling down and pray. I'm taking my man right.
All right, brethren. Well, have a nice day. You have a nice day. You have a routine you doing. You have a nice day. I never say that. This man corrupting my sin. I have had for years since I was in 98.9.
No way.
This man, somebody said Mogi off. Mogi real off. Look, somebody said nobody heard that. Anybody hear that? I've been saying this for how many years now?
The man put a twist on that, boy.
Nah, boy.
How you can twist that stuff,
you can't
that,
twist that, boy. Now I have to work hard to kind of to cement that again, Jed.
Wow.
somebody say who have answered them here, you know? Hello.
Yes, fellas, this is me, Miles.
Oh, we don't know who is this. We don't know who is this.
B.I.L. Wagwan Miles.
Miles not here. We don't know who is this.
B.I.L.
Yo.
Blaze, ask something, Jack.
Yo, who is this? We don't know who is this, you know?
Oh, it's Highback.
Highback, stop calling now.
Blaze, you know me.
Dan, I don't know you. I don't know you, Jed.
Miles, I see you coming down here this morning, you know.
Miles not here.
I know he ain't me anyhow. Anyhow, Blaze, I have something to ask, you know.
Blaze,
what size sneakers it is wear? I got Bali's here and it's cap fitting,
no. I don't wear no sneakers.
No, it's a Bali's. It's real nice.
I don't wear no Bali's. I don't like Bali's.
Come
I don't
check my penny BIL now.
Bridget, I don't know Bali's. I good. I don't know Bali's. I good. I don't want no ballies. If I want ballies, I buy my own ballies. Hello.
Yeah, Bridgen.
Yeah, Bridgen.
Oh, boy, that fella, but I'm to say things to me.
Dan, nah, them fellas and them, them fellas and them evil boy.
I don't know, wake up and pony radio. You know, it's a no pony radio, and I know hear that, Bridgen.
We say fire for all evil doers, you know.
What do you hear?
Them fellas is evil doers.
You change your slogan, boy.
Never, boy, you mad,
huh?
Yeah? I not changing my slogan, boy.
But please, you come good, you come good. I want to, you come good. What now? I follow you, come good. You come good, I'm gonna lie. You come here, good.
I like that.
How's JW going, right?
JW going good, man. I see him last week. Country? I see him last week, yeah?
Alright.
What kind of thing is that?
Nah, I thought you get exemption and go with it now. No people going out now.
Nah, he in the country. Don't do me that, brethren, please. Don't do him that and don't do me that. Hello. Yeah, hello.
Blaze, I've been watching Janine's Instagram profile, but.
And what happened?
I'm feeling a hoe, boy.
A hoe? What do you mean?
I hate the kind of hoe.
Well, turn on the AC.
Nah, that, but you see that ain't gonna work. I might get a stroke and I out and cold.
Nah, you ain't gonna catch a stroke.
But you don't know. When Titi started jiggle, Piggy started wiggle.
Alright, okay. What time it is?
Time to leave, time to go.
Somebody said, I'm going to call you, almost run off the road. Hello.
I love how the grandson morning show come together, boy. This morning.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, see this blame game, the playing with this COVID thing?
Yeah.
It not solving any problems.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's the same way, we could have come and say Junior Regrello get COVID because all them Spanish is
beating. Okay. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Liz.
Hello.
Liz. Liz, yeah. You encourage a lot of foolishness to do, you know. You encourage a lot of foolishness, you know.
How much?
How much time you let a man say, I take my man about 3 times, you know.
Look, you saying it.
You encourage that set of stupidness. Apparently, like you like to hear them fish. You like to hear them fish.
Where come to room?
Anyway, I hold me a listening that song, boy. And the, you know this bunch on the pot gold rhythm. I now listening this song home here, boy, Blaze, boy. You remember
what
that
song? What song was?
The pot of gold.
I think pot gold rhythm, boy. I think
pot of gold.
What a goal. Can I wait?
Yeah.
You remember when he say kill them people who push coke up their nose hole? You think you'd have be you think you feel like you'd have been thinking about the fan?
Well, this is Tall Prince said the drummer wins it. Oh God, all you don't do me that. Should you not do me that?
Can we leave now? No, seriously.
What I'm trying to do with you, right? Hello, good morning.
Morning, Bridget.
Good morning, my brethren.
That was Beans talk for it.
Yeah.
Beans, we know you ain't gonna get married in the next 3 years, dude. Look at that COVID. So you know we want place all on the thing you talking about. You know you want all anywhere then too, you know. Smile. If you get away then charge him, man.
Charge him hard, eh?
Yeah. You ain't gonna play for no plate of food and thing, you know.
Nah, we don't do that.
Play for plate
exactly.
Of food.
Exactly. We ain't starving, we ain't hungry.
Yeah.
Beans, they all good.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Oh, gosh. Hello, winner, Jed.
Well, Bigelow, someone is coming, so I just want to say first.
What?
Someone is coming, so I got to talk first. So, I message you on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram.
No, nobody not following you on Instagram.
Yes, Hot Girl Shirley.
No.
H-O-T. G-G-Y-A-L
underscore Shirley. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. What you said your last name was?
What's your last name?
Andrew Isaac.
Your wish.
Well, how you become Isaac?
How you become Isaac? Just so.
How you become Isaac?
I have married as just
Wattie. No, my boy.
What's your last name is not Isaac?
When you bust on the scene.
No.
Right? Your last name was Andrews.
Yes.
So how you become an Isaac?
My daddy has an Isaac.
Nah, you.
So you only meet your daddy
recently?
Yes, but I told you that. When you're consoling
Brethren, better you have a nice day.
Brethren,
better you have a nice day.
Have a good day.
Better you have a real nice day. Better you have a nice day.
You overdo it now.
Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bliss.
Morning, my brethren.
We have some news again on the policeman.
Which policeman is this?
The same ranking pipe bunk you are so on.
This one called.
Where he from again?
Which part are you from?
No, where the policeman from again? Where he
works taxi. Shogunas to Sando.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Right. And you have some confirmed news that he also have he leave a bag of boxers by some girls.
He leave a bag of boxers by a girl?
Mm-hmm. And she said all the boxers them had skid marks in it.
Alright, here one.
So how are you getting so much information because on this police?
We have a lot of information on that officer. How?
Because look at that kind of intimate kind of information you gain.
Most of the ladies, he separate the travel and the stand.
And how you get any information?
Because they are owing. He is owing them for trust sex.
For what?
For trust sex.
Okay, and how are you getting this information? Well, you know one of the ladies or something?
That's my neighbor, brother.
Who's your neighbor? The police or the lady?
Young lady.
The young lady. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my brother.
Okay.
That's my neighbor.
Well, tell them don't do that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, okay. You and the police, have a nice day. Hello, good morning.
Please, you see. They saying your salutation is all I've asked you say now, you know.
No. The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Slam, Network, Slam, and Slam, Guardian Slam, Media Slam, Limited.
Hello.
I hear somebody say something about Cook.
Let it go to place. Let us go.
Nobody said anything. Nobody said anything about
Beans did mention Coke.
Yeah. Give me
a
nice shot
in the coffee. Hello?
Hey, you see more than one. I can feel it.
Good morning.
Hey,
what's it
say,
right?
Hold on.
Yeah,
coffee.
Thank you.
Yeah, you see. Is it safe, right?
Where's
order
in there?
Coffee. I
order
in. I don't
hear again.
I
see. You
Yeah, by Junior, you hear me say?
By who?
Let's say that now. Just know my issue. See how it's sort out. Okay, sir. Hey, I call you to distance myself from all your family. See, boy.
Why you spotted
listen, hold family? Hold on. No, just a long coffee time. Yeah, but that's right.
Yeah, how? You're part of the family?
No, sir. I want to distance myself. You call me like a friend to your family, right? Because you kind of people I seen in, you know, their family is bigger than this man. When this man did his funeral and everybody started coming out the woodwork and talk about like, their father and their church, you know. All the family is bigger than that church. Yeah, you like good. I want to pass that show, yeah.
Yeah, Obedjan, well, better have a nice day.
But I don't understand. Wait, so hold on. Who family is bigger? All your own or shall? Like, if you're counting all the outside.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Hello.
Who is this now?
Hello? Hello. Hey, oi.
Hey, ma.
Oi.
Ima.
Ima, the say, no? Hello.
Yes. Good morning, Blaze.
Hey, count.
We're going on count.
Yes. Yes, Blaze, I have to confess, sir.
Where are you going to confess?
Yes, I drank blood from a male.
You did?
How does that
happen? Yes.
What happened? Take me through that. What happened now?
I flew to someone to deal with a client, and on my way back, my energy ran low, and I saw a mango tree, and I took a 5 there, trying to recover.
So you saw a mango tree. Say it again. You saw a mango tree.
You took a 5.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
and I flew down to take a 5.
Okay.
So I start talking to myself. Where am I going to get blood? And I saw an individual peep through a window and said, "Who that?" I said, "It's the cop." So I said, "Who is you?" He said, "I'm JW."
What is this Talbot said? The drama wins it. Drama wins it. Oh God,
please let us go.
Time to go. It's 10 after 9. It's time to go. On behalf of Selector Miles, this is Blaise Mogul, the Mayor of Sour City. Don't forget to kneel long, say your prayers. God first and mankind after, at all times. Janina's coming up next with Aswad for the preset on a Wednesday. Aka, Nisha, I can't deal this no more. I can't deal this. You see this wild drama? I can't deal this no more.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slam 100.5. 100.5.
You having a party?
Every day.
The Grand Slam Morning Show.